from 88.3 WXUT, the University of Toledo's campus radio station. Here's the news. I'm Ben Morse. Your top of the hour news update was recorded on November 15th at 11 a.m. In local and state news, the Blade's Columbus Bureau Chief, Jim Provance, is reporting that the state government's lame duck session will, quote, heat up today as the House takes up the so-called heartbeat bill that would all but prohibit an abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detectable. In national news, President Donald Trump publicly supported a bipartisan effort to overhaul prison and sentencing laws.
Today I'm thrilled to announce my support for this bipartisan bill that will make our community safer and give former inmates a second chance at life after they have served their time.
This clears a path for legislation that would create significant changes in the criminal justice system, including new funds for anti-recidivism, early release provisions, and reduction in mandatory minimum sentences. In international news, today, Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab and other high-ranking officials quit in opposition to the current set of provisions outlining Britain's departure from the European Union. This comes one day after Prime Minister Theresa May won the backing from a portion of her cabinet on an exit deal. Here's Rob speaking with the BBC.
I've been fighting for a good Brexit deal, but the terms proposed to the Cabinet yesterday, I think, had two major and fatal flaws. The first is that the terms being offered by the EU threaten the integrity of the United Kingdom, and the second is that they would lead to an indefinite, if not permanent, situation where we're locked into a regime with no say over the rules and the laws being applied, with no exit mechanism. And I think that would be damaging for the economy, but devastating for public trust in our democracy.
May still has to clear the plan with Parliament, and observers say it won't be easy. And the U.S. announced sanctions on 17 Saudi officials alleged in connection with the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Among the officials is a senior aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The sanctions come over a month after the killing in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. At first, the U.S. was reluctant to point fingers at the Saudis. That's the news. I'm Ben Morse.